Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't realize the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight was so close.
Yeah.
10 days away.
I just got an alert for that, as a matter of fact. I don't know why, but I did.
Well, it's scheduled for 10 days from now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it was scheduled for like July something, and they postponed it 6 days before it was supposed to happen because Mike Tyson overextended himself and had a stomach issue.
Come on.
Well, you know, when you get up to our age, things happen.
Things don't move the way they're supposed to, if you know what I'm saying.
The age of the mature man.
You step wrong, tweak your back, and you're like, so this is how it ends.
Got some GI issues going on.
Yep.
So it's in 10 days, so that would be a week.
Will I ever get out of this room?
A week from Saturday? Is that right?
Yeah. Will you watch?
Oh, yes.
How much is it?
Pay-per-view
on Netflix. If you have Netflix, it's free.
No.
No.
No, it's not?
It is not.
Oh, I thought it was.
That's funny, though.
That's why when he said, I'm going to watch, I'm like, what? You are
that
the cheapest
funny.
Human being. You are among the cheapest human beings I know.
Frugal is the word I prefer, but I thought it was free.
Oh, whoa. He's right.
How much?
I take it all back.
Well, how much? It's free.
No,
well,
I'm telling you, no, it's not.
It's the cost of a subscription. It
it's
says
part
right
of
here.
Your subscription.
Free for subscribers.
I will accept your concession. Wait,
she's not going to apologize. So
why,
I'll go find it.
Why would they agree? We've talked about this. When they first announced they were going to fight, we talked about the cost involved and whether or not we would be supporting that.
It says, I apologize.
There you go. Then it's accepted.
I apologize.
Says right here, do you need a Netflix subscription for Tyson Paul? Yes and no. If you want to watch the fight from the comfort of your own home, it appears you will need a Netflix subscription in order to watch. Subscriptions can be purchased for $6.99 a month.
So this is a subscription drive.
I will wait.
All right.
Patient. What?
I was mistaken. I cannot believe they're not charging $150 for this.
By mistaken, do you mean wrong?
Whoa, not the W word.
Her
last name is right. You
like
know
the
that.
Fonz.
Arthur Fonzarelli. I was.
I
was.
Thought.
Nope. She can't do it. She can't do it.
So, Scott, I'm coming to your house to watch the fight because I don't have Netflix.
That's fine.
In the lead up to the fight, Netflix will be releasing Countdown, Paul versus Tyson, a three-part documentary series taking a behind-the-scenes look at both of them training. I don't know that we needed that.
Didn't hear the five-letter W word anywhere in there, Scott.
Still waiting.
Parts.
Rhymes with strong, but starts with a W.
Can I just ask?
Rejected.
The last big fight, like a Mayfield fight, or what's his name? Evander Holyfield. Those fights, weren't those typically like $100 if you wanted to watch them?
Yes, but you would not get them on Netflix. You would buy them through...
They're typically through ESPN, especially with the UFC fights, and they range anywhere, depending on the value of the card,
like the,
$50 to $120 bucks.
The last really big fight that I can remember, and I watched it at Norm's house in Atlanta.
Spinks and...
No,
yeah,
no,
oh,
no it was
Spinks,
is it,
I believe.
It was Mayfield and... Conor McGregor. You remember they had an MMA boxer fight.
They had an exhibition.
Right.
I'm torn when it comes to the sport of boxing, and I do believe it takes incredible agility and
sure.
My God, you have to be in the shape of your life to be able to do that. But I'm torn because I don't like violence for sport. I hate MMA. But when it comes to boxing, I'm torn because I have such vivid childhood memories of watching with my grandfather
Sugar Ray Leonard
watch boxing. I mean, it was, if there was a big fight on, my dad and or my grandfather were sitting right there, and I would watch with them. And I have these childhood memories tied to it, but I don't like it.
But it used to be just on regular over-the-air TV. It would be on like ABC Sports. I remember when...
It was Howard Cosell, yes.
Yeah, I remember in 87, Sugar Ray Leonard fought... Oh, I can't remember who it was. And we were living in a country I'm not allowed to name.
Germany.
We stayed up late into the night to watch. It was such a big fight, and it was even making news over there. We stayed up late into the night to watch Sugar Ray Leonard fight...
Marvin Hagler?
I believe it was Marvin Hagler, yes.
April 1987.
Yep.
And then HBO took over and made it pay-per-view.
Yes.
Now, Dana, you often mention how you hate UFC, but boxing is okay. I've heard this from many people,
that
and
MMA
I get
is safer.
It. MMA looks gruesome, but from lifelong injuries, from that standpoint, MMA is far safer than boxing.
Why?
Because if you get knocked
out once...
But if you get knocked out once in MMA, the fight's over. Mm-hmm. If you get knocked out in boxing, you have 10 seconds to come to and stand up, and they'll let you keep fighting.
And MMA, if I'm not mistaken, only goes 3 rounds.
MMA goes five rounds. A main card. And
there's also the grappling and the pinning. It's not always a concussion ending.
How many total people have died in an MMA fight versus boxing?
I bet you're going to tell me it's lower.
0 to 2.
Yeah. All right.
Only two boxers have died in the ring?
Well, in the ring, yes. Many more than that have died shortly after a fight. But in terms of actually losing heartbeat in the ring, two.
Who are the two that have died in the ring? Do you have that?
I don't have that
in front of you. Huh. Well, I can't wait to watch. Because I think Mike Tyson is the most vicious, and I don't mean that in a negative way, vicious human being on the planet. I would be. You couldn't pay me any number of dollars to let him punch me in the face. There is no amount of money.
Oh my gosh! The list of deaths due to injuries from boxing is like
it goes back to 1894.
I was
20
say,
pages long.
Deaths after the fact.
Yes, that's day of, second day. Yeah,
like brain bleeds and stuff like that.
Oh God!
Are you gonna watch the fight? You say you don't like violent sports, but you love the Chiefs. I mean, football
that is violent.
Hey, by the way, did you guys notice that one of the players during the game last weekend was wearing that big thing on his noggin?
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
The Guardian cap?
Yes.
Yeah, the Guardian cap.
Those things are 15 pounds, by the way.
That's why they only wear them in training camp.
Okay, if you go all the way back to pre-sanctioned boxing, the number of people who died in the boxing ring is
a lot.
Well over two.
Oh, I believe it.
Like in the hundreds.
I believe it.
But again, that was pre-sanctioned. They were literally fighting to the death.
But you like football.
I love football.
I mean, football's a violent sport.
It is.
It's less violent now than it used to be with all the safeguards that they've put in place, especially on the quarterback. But my gosh, that is a violent sport.
Some of those tackles from the old games are...
Oh,
not even
brutal.
Fathomable the way that it is handled today.
Like when somebody would crack block a player,
or
they don't even see it coming.
Pick them up, flip them over, and slam them onto their head like it was WWE, except for they weren't acting and they were actually doing it to try to hurt them.
It was allowed.
I must have said Mayweather's name wrong, so I apologize. Somebody's Floyd? All caps, Mayweather. It was Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
It was Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah.
Don't all caps me.
That's okay. I'm not going to listen. I'm not taking the bait today.
Well, it's hard to remember all this stuff after all the blows to your head.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
How many rounds did we go with the windshield?
Two.
One.
One in, one out.
Knocked me out in one.
I was mean right hook.
I was a TKO.
God.
I have sworn for years.
Have you ever dreamt about it?
About the car wreck?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. I think about it occasionally when you guys make fun of me for it.
So you think about it a lot?
Yeah, daily. But I've always thought, like, you know, when you see Jim McMahon and some of these other football players who've been concussed a lot, what's the value, if you will, and values in air quotes, of concussions did I receive going through the windshield of a car?
If you had to put a number to the one blow, what would that equal? Like on a football field, would it be 10? Would it be 20?
Well, that would go down to degree of concussion. I mean, I'm sure you had a level 2 or level 3.
What's the most you can get? My face went through glass.
And back.
And then came back in. I went out through the windshield up to my waist.
Oh, God.
And then came back into, and then when the car, you know, fast stop and then it pulls back, the force threw me back into the car.
Go ahead, Sam.
Were you knocked out for more than 5 minutes?
I was never, yes, but I was not initially knocked out.
You were in and out, and the shock
of... I was able to get out of the car, and I was not in control. I was on adrenaline only.
Oh, that's nothing. That's a grade one. You're good.
And I ran across the street and fell into a gas station owner's arms.
Oh, God, poor man.
And he laid me down on the pavement out right next to a pump. And that's the last thing I remember for about 20 minutes.
So grade one is no loss of consciousness.
Amnesia. Oh, no, I lost consciousness at some point.
Is absent or present for less than 30 minutes. Grade two is loss of consciousness for less than 5 minutes or amnesia for between 30 minutes and 24 hours.
I bet you're a two, Scott.
And then grade three is loss of consciousness for more than 5 minutes or amnesia for more than 24 hours.
Yeah, common symptoms of a mild TBI. Headache, confusion, loss of memory, and
running out of
amnesia.
A car that you just went through the windshield of? Is that listed?
No.
And the uncontrollable urge to talk about 80s hair metal.
Very rare side
Maybe
effect.
That's what sets you on that
it's
path.
Rare, right, but
that's what it was.
But when it presents, it is prevalent.
You were a classical music fan before.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.